Women have been giving birth for centuries, so it's a pretty natural experience, right? Wrong. I'm Stephanie King, professional doula, childbirth educator, and the creator of the My Essential Birth course, the online childbirth education course that's helping women everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. Today's culture would have us think that birth should be treated like an illness or an emergency, and that most of us need other people telling us what's best for our bodies because we aren't the experts. So sit tight, because if you're tuning into this podcast, you'll probably start to believe in your body, your intuition, and find yourself empowered and confident to do what it takes to have the birth of your dreams. If you like listening to me take you through these weekly topics step by step, then you're going to love the My Essential Birth course. Make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast and definitely head over to myessentialbirth.com for the free downloads mentioned right here in these episodes and to join the birth course and community full of pregnant moms just like you. I have to add a disclaimer that I am not a medical professional and I cannot provide medical advice. All of the information expressed in this podcast are based off of personal, professional, and educational experiences and are my own opinions. Please work with a provider you trust for medical advice during your pregnancy and birth. Guys, if you're listening, I literally just interviewed this amazing woman that we're going to redo this again because she's so awesome and she's going to do it with me one more time. So we literally had an entire interview and I didn't press the record button. So here we go. Round two. You need to hear from her, period. Her name is Jackie Berg. And if you listen to that intro, we're here to talk about that glucose test and some alternatives. So, Jackie, if you will please take a moment and introduce yourself, where you're from, your kids, your background. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure thing. I'm a mama of a 3 and 5 year old who just ran in.
I love it.
You guys want to say hi real quick?
Hi. Hi.
Perfect. You're so cute.
One moment. I'll be right back.
Okay. So those of you that are listening, so you may or may not know this, but the majority of the time when I have somebody on the podcast, it's either because I feel like they have something super important to share, or the majority of the time what happens is they contact me to be on the podcast. We have a call and decide this is going to be really super awesome and beneficial for these listeners, or I don't think this is a good fit. And this was a little different because Jackie here has created a product that came up in the My Essential Birth course group, the private group online for people who have joined the course. And we were talking about glucose and gestational diabetes, and a mom mentioned the Fresh test, which you're going to learn about in just a minute here. And I looked into it and did a little bit of research myself and thought, this is incredible. More moms need to know about this. So I actually reached out to Jackie, and she was so lovely and got back to me. We talked and decided this is going to be awesome for all of you listeners. So without further ado, Jackie, if you will. And guys, this is probably going to be like a pretty quick episode here because we've already done this and I don't want to take a ton of her time, but I want you to get all the details. So take a moment to introduce yourself.
Thank you for letting me be on. I really appreciate it. So my name's Jackie. I'm the founder of The Fresh Test. I have a 3 and 5 year old who's almost turning 6. And the start of this company all started when I was pregnant with my son 6 years ago. So I went into the doctor's office. They told me in my second trimester to do the gestational diabetes screening with Glucola, which I think a lot of you are probably familiar with. It's a glucose beverage. And I was a bit shocked as to the ingredients in the product. And so that's what sparked my passion to come up with a company for a more natural, organic, non-GMO version of glucose beverages.
I love it. And will you tell us a little bit of your medical background? Because I think this plays a huge part into why you were able to develop such a neat product.
Yes. It's very, I don't know if it's like serendipitous or something, but I have more than 15 years of experience in the medical device and pharma world. I worked in endocrinology for a long while and then obstetrics, where I worked in the OR alongside OBGYNs. And so I felt very comfortable in the space. When I was told that I needed to consume a glucose beverage with a long list of ingredients, I questioned it. And with that questioning, I actually had to jump from provider to provider to provider until I found somebody who was open to letting me try something more natural. And that was a bit more understanding of my predicament. I, you know, was a new mom, like a lot of you guys, and I was trying to listen to my body, and it just did not sit right having to consume a product that ever after having done research into it, came out in the 1970s and hadn't been changed much since. And so I just loaded up on educating myself even more as much as I could, and finally was able to do something more natural.
So what did you end up doing for your particular test?
Yes, I ended up doing a pressed juice, which initially I thought, oh, this might be the solution. Actually, it ended up taking about 3 years of research and development and regulatory work to make sure it was ex my product, the fresh test, was exactly equivalent to traditional glucola. A pressed juice actually isn't, come to find out. There's a lot of different types of sugars: glucose, sucrose, fructose, there's maltose. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be in products. They all affect your plasma blood glucose differently. And if you want to have the most accurate test, providers will often request that you only take a product that's approved, that's FDA registered, and they're considered medical devices. So I understood very quickly why there wasn't a more natural option. It took a lot of R&D and work to get there. Our product is incredibly precise. We have certificates of analysis, white papers. We have a board of medical advisors from obstetricians to midwives, certified diabetes educators, food scientists, to get the
Wow.
exact amount.
Wow. Well, I love it. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm so glad that you took the time, effort, energy, all of it to be able to offer this to women. So thank you for that. And okay, I have to, I'm sorry. I know that it needs to be a little quicker this time, but we need to talk about your Survivor business here because you guys in her bio, which you're gonna see in the show notes, she talks about like, I was on this episode of Survivor and I was eating. I'll let you take it from here, and that the glucola didn't sit right. Like, I love this.
Exactly. Well, it's just kind of funny. So I wasn't so much a picky eater. Over 10 years ago, I was on the show Survivor and gladly ate handfuls of termites and fried grasshoppers and basically any protein I could come across. Yet I wasn't comfortable with the ingredient list on glucose beverages. So that's kind of funny. But yeah, my experience on Survivor was amazing. I met the man of my dreams. He was working for the show at the time, and that's when we started our family, shortly
I love
after.
it. That's my favorite story I've had on here yet. I love it so much. Okay, so will you talk a moment about what happens, the gestational diabetes screening for women? What does that look like for them? What are they up against? When does it happen? All that information.
It's important to know about. Otherwise, you kind of come in at it a little bit surprised.
Yeah.
So, typically between 24 and 28 weeks gestation, your physician or midwife or doula are going to ask you to do gestational diabetes screening. They're going to ask you to take a glucose beverage an hour prior to a plasma blood glucose draw. When you have that done, they're going to then assess your plasma glucose levels. And if it's elevated, you may be diagnosed with gestational diabetes. If it's not, you're going to be in a normal range and can kind of move on. There are two popular tests out there. One's called a 50 gram glucose beverage test, and one's a 75 gram. When you do the 50 gram test, an hour later you'll have the plasma blood glucose draw. If you're elevated, they're then going to ask you to do a second test, the 100 gram glucose beverage test. Now, other providers just like to do one step, they only want a patient to come in once. And they're going to ask you to have a 75 gram glucose beverage. If you're elevated, then you're diagnosed with gestational diabetes.
Okay, and as you had mentioned in our last conversation, if they do the 75 gram, then you only have to take the one test, right? Which I think
Exactly.
is
Just the
interesting.
one.
Are they using the same number ratios for the 75 gram as they are
Not.
for the 50? Okay.
They're not. It's a bit different. The 75 gram test, I actually really like that option because it's just one time. However, it's going to catch more women. It's going to suggest
Yeah.
that more women have gestational diabetes. It's about like 10 to 16% will be diagnosed. Whereas where you do the 50 gram and then go on to the 100 gram, about 5 to 8.5% of women are diagnosed with GDM or gestational diabetes mellitus.
Okay, and what does that mean for women when they're diagnosed, for their pregnancy, for their birth options, for being in charge of their birth space? What does that mean for them?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to mention there's no rhyme or reason. They can't, there's no like higher risk. There's some patients that are higher risk, but it's very hard to determine if you're going to have gestational diabetes or not. That's why the screening test is so important. It's one of the most prevalent complications of diabetes. So it's not a test to try to skip. But when you're diagnosed, it doesn't mean you're going to have diabetes forever. It just means you're really going to have a very healthy pregnancy. You're going to watch your blood sugars, watch the carbohydrates that you consume, and just be more careful. There are risks after or throughout pregnancy, but the biggest risk is having macrosomia. So macrosomia, that's a large birth weight of your baby, which could push up the delivery date of your baby or possible increase of C-section. There's preeclampsia risks and other issues that can come about. So it's really important to know about it and just have a really healthy pregnancy.
Yeah, I like that. And you mentioned too, the fresh test in what you have right now is the 50 gram. And so if somebody went and they went to their provider and they used that for their very first test, and for some reason they came back within those ranges and they wanted them to have 100, they would just take two more of those packets to the next one. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, in a couple weeks, we are going to be launching our 75 gram, our 100 gram, and we're going to relaunch our beverage version. So right now it's in a powder. Women just mix it with water and then consume it. But if you want it pre-mixed, we're going to have that option available again soon. As far as the 100 gram, talk to your provider. It's not labeled yet to have two, but theoretically 250
Would be 100.
equals 100. Yeah. But
Right.
please email us. We'll give you some instruction for that.
Awesome. And I'll give you guys all the information on how to reach Jackie and her team and everything right at the end here. Will you talk just a moment about the current testing options? So you kind of messaged or talked about, mentioned the glucola, but you had also discussed some things about finger pricking and paying attention. And I want to get into just a moment why different foods and things may or may not be a good idea for moms looking into that option.
Absolutely. So in the 1970s, they came up with gestational diabetes screening to catch this. Since then, there really hasn't been any approved alternatives because it's a very specific test. However, some providers do mention that there are other options like the jelly bean test or the Twizzler test or fruit juice. Just keep in mind, one, always go based off what your provider suggests because they've been in the practice for, eons. But glucose, fructose, and sucrose all affect your blood sugar differently. And so they may not be as accurate. With the fresh test, we're finally exactly equivalent. This is a natural version. And if providers have questions about it, they can, go to our website, reach out, get all of our documentation, and feel comfortable that it will have the exact same results as traditional glucola, yet it's void of BVO, sodium benzoates, artificial flavoring, dyes, anything that could actually possibly cause nausea or adverse reactions.
Yeah, and I love that too because if you're coming to your provider knowing that you don't want to do the glucose, this is a way to say, I would not like to do this, but here's the other option. So here's this packet and read the
Exactly.
ingredients and here's the information. Do you guys have, I'm just wondering, on the website, do you have like anywhere that they can like print out, like you had mentioned studies or some FDA stuff? Is there something like they can hand to their provider as well?
There are, and we always include with our shipments like a fact page and a brochure so that it's really easy for mamas. They go in, they said, can you just look at this? Just ask them the question. They, again, haven't had another option since the 1970s, so they're very used to having this discussion and saying, no, I'm so sorry, there's nothing equivalent until now. So they have to, you just ask them to take the time to look into it. There are documentation, fact pages on our website that you're welcome to go in with and print out. As soon as providers do look into it, nearly 100% of the time they're okay with it. They just have to take the time to look at the data.
I love it. Will you tell me too, what will you talk about the ingredients? What's exactly in your fresh test packet?
Yes. We are a very clean and transparent company. We just have three ingredients. So we have non-GMO organic dextrose or glucose, crystallized lemon, and organic mint, which eases nausea. We did a survey of close to 400 women, and all but one liked the taste. So
I love that.
I guarantee you, if you get this product, you're going to love it. I actually use it when my kids want to do lemonade stands outside. and it's
Oh, I love
great.
it.
It's a great product. It's very clean and healthy. It's a delicious lemonade that you should
Yeah,
enjoy.
I looked at the back and I'm like, I want to taste this for sure.
Yeah,
So
it's delicious.
that's awesome. All right. Jackie, I won't hold on to you too much longer. I want to thank you for your time, effort, energy, everything that you're doing for women. I love that it comes from your background, both medically and as a mother. I think it's beautiful. It's the perfect mix. You were meant to do this, and I'm really happy that you did. Will you tell everybody where they can find you, where they can get a hold of people on email if they need to, the website, social media, all of that?
Absolutely. We welcome any and all questions around gestational diabetes screening, so please reach out. Our email is info@thefreshtest.com. You're welcome to go to our Instagram page. We really encourage women and providers to get the word out there so that more people know about the product. So on Instagram, it's @thefreshtest. And our website for ordering is thefreshtest.com. We have a partnership with LabCorp and other GPOs and women's groups. So if your provider or your laboratory does not yet stock it, you're welcome to purchase it. And we ship out within a day because we know this
Wow.
test is happens at a very specific time, so we don't
Yeah.
want it to be late for you.
Yeah, and Jackie has been so wonderful too. She's decided to give us 5 samples to hand out to you guys. So it'll be 5 packets. They're not samples. I shouldn't say that. 5 tests, fresh test packets for 5 different women. So if you guys would like to enter, I'd love to send those out in the next week or so after you guys hear this episode. And I'll definitely be tagging you in all the social media things. I'm with you. I think more women need to hear about it. But in order to do that, all you have to do is go to the Pregnancy and Birth Made Easy podcast at Apple Podcasts. Make sure that you scroll down, write a review, do the stars, and then send me an email with your review to hello@myessentialbirth.com, and I'll enter you to that giveaway, and then we'll get those out. And then on top of it, Jackie has given us a code for 20% off of the Fresh Test. And so all you do is go to thefreshtest.com, and during checkout, enter coupon code MyEssentialBirth, all one word.
That's
Does that
right.
sound right? Okay.
Yes, it is. Thank you,
Perfect.
guys.
Thank
And
you. This
thank
has
you
been such a
for,
treat.
yes, likewise. Thanks for everything you do. And congrats to all the mamas listening.
Yeah, thanks. That's it for this week, but make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications first as I drop a new episode every week. And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for all of the free downloads mentioned here and to join the birth course and community serving pregnant moms just like you. If you enjoyed this and other episodes, I would love it if you would take a few minutes to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I read every single one and include one at the beginning of each episode. See you next week.